Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
What if the biggest mistake people make with health insurance isn't the price? It's choosing coverage they can't actually use. We're going to talk about health insurance and how do you find usable coverage with our guest today, Jen Matte from Pixie Health Insurance. So thanks for joining us today, Jen. We're thrilled to have you.
Thanks for having me on.
Today's episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass, and we'll just keep this real. If tax season brings you anxiety, last-minute scrambling, or that pit in your stomach feeling, it's usually not because you're doing something wrong. It's because you don't have the right system or support. We have a free live masterclass coming up where we're going to talk about how to get organized, reduce stress, and feel more confident about your finances without doing most of the work yourself. So come join us. You can sign up free at lessmathmoremoney.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Jen and I have met through networking, but I always like to get a little backstory. Jen, can you tell us a little bit about how you ended up in health insurance?
Certainly. So I was a caretaker for an elderly gentleman. Unfortunately, he lost his Medicare supplement health insurance and went straight into brain surgery. After that came out, we saw the flooding of the bills come in, and I saw how it impacted him. So he and I had a conversation, and I promised him that would not happen to any other client ever again. And I pursued Pixie Health Insurance. He nicknamed me Pixie. His nickname was Pixie. And then he got me a dog named Pixie. So here we go with Pixie. He was a pilot in World War II. He was in the Korean War. So he loved those wings. And that's how we came up with the Pixie sign.
Oh, I love that. And I think it's so fascinating that when you actually see just a simple mistake, somehow a lapse in the policy caused him not only to have massive bills, but a lot of stress and anxiety and just probably beating himself up over how he missed that insurance payment. But I love that really spoke to your heart and made you decide that you really wanted to support people with health insurance. I think that's amazing.
Can't even say enough about it. That 20% in original Medicare is not capped, and it can continue to grow and grow. So one of the mistakes people make about when they're turning 65, maybe they should just stay on original Medicare. They don't think about that gap, that 20% gap, where they should get maybe a supplement to help pay that 20% or look into an advantage plan when they're looking at retirement, for instance, and their risk.
But you also help business owners. So you don't just work with retired people. You help business owners who are solopreneurs, people that have 5-10 employees. So tell us a little bit about some of the mistakes that self-employed people make around health insurance.
They don't get enough quotes. You come to us, we are no cost. Or let's say you get the quote and you're interested and you look at your employees and you think, I want to do something good for them. What do? You should get at least 2 or 3 quotes to get good rates from an agent, because you're going to be working with that agent maybe for the next 3 or 4 years. You want to make sure that there's a comfort level there. You want to make sure it's a match between you and them and that the communication is proper and aligned. So an agent that's working in the group field should have a team behind them, because it's the team that actually matters and communicates and makes sure that all the administration changes happen. We just happen to have a great team that does that for us. So
nice. And coverage, as far as having someone give you multiple quotes and have an agent, because I know you can just go to the marketplace and pick out your own insurance. And I know you advise against that because people often end up with what you call unusable insurance. Can you explain that?
Yes. Unusable insurance would be a catastrophic plan that had a $10,000 deductible and no copay. Copay means that's the amount that you pay when you go to the doctor's office, for an example. So you walk in and you think, I'm only going to pay $50. I'm in network for, let's say, UnitedHealthcare. And you end up paying the $220. Why? Because it's subjected to that $10,000 deductible. Now you're in the weeds. Again, you're not protecting your risk. How could you have helped yourself by doing that? Is to allow an agent to guide you away from that and get something called usable coverage. Let me quickly explain usable coverage. Useful means that there's a copay for a doctor's visit, specialist, urgent care, maybe even preventative, those ACA benefits that don't cost anything. With the inflation and increase of everything right now, wouldn't you think that would be important that we would get a plan that kept the cost down?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that working with someone like you, you can look at someone's personal situation and say, this might be better for you because you're on this type of medication or you have this current issue going on in your life and you don't need this. You don't need to pay for this because it's probably not relevant to you.
Yes, we do an excellent needs analysis. And doing it as long as I have for the 20 some years I've done it, I can usually size up someone. So the best thing that you come to me for is my recommendations because I can clearly say, okay, this one plan will work and this one plan will not work. Honestly, some people will want a lower deductible, but they do not have the money for the lower the deductible. So here's the rule. The lower your deductible is in any health insurance plan, the more you're going to pay because the risks go to the carrier, not to you.
Yeah, the higher the rate. I think it's fascinating because you said, you know, it doesn't cost someone anything additional to work with you. So why do you think people, especially small business owners, I know they're busy, they've got a lot going on, but health insurance is expensive and it is very important. It. Where do you think they ended up with the information that they didn't need someone like you, or maybe that it costs them money? Because obviously none of us are insurance experts. Most of it just our eyes glaze over when we think about it. Yeah. So when you're busting that myth with people, what do you feel like makes the biggest difference with, I don't cost anything extra. My service is paid for by the carrier. And so how do you communicate that to people to ensure that they get the best insurance?
They appreciate the fact that we don't cost anything for them. But once the census comes in and the quotes go out, honestly, with the higher increases in the healthcare industry and the provider changes, they get their quotes and then usually they go, oh my gosh, it's a lot of money. And until just recently with the new individual ESRA plans, the new group plans that can be written on the single person, and then with a correct HRA to align them for tax purposes, most employers did not have this solution. The solution only came about 3 years ago. So just recently we did a group that only had three people because you have to have at least five to be quoted. And the more people you have under 50, the better the rate. So it's one of our best options, and it doesn't cost me anything to help you do that.
That's amazing. And I think for a lot of you out there, if you have employees, as a small business owner, when you bring someone on your team and they buy into your mission and they're hardworking, you want to keep them. And so health insurance might be the thing that could really help them to afford to stay with you long term. So I think that's so important to realize that you don't have to have the five employees that you used to be required to have, that there are now options available. That's amazing.
Oh, so we are definitely focused on the small business owner that has five people, or even like a restaurant who doesn't normally provide the health insurance. They're great because everybody in the restaurant can choose whether they want to have this type of plan or not. It works really well. And then the employer can actually be the payer of all of these individuals, which benefits them.
Absolutely.
For tax purposes.
So what would you recommend if someone were looking for help with their insurance? What kind of questions should they ask someone when they're deciding which direction to go in?
When you say with their health, do you mean if they're unhealthy or unhealthy?
No, as far as coverage, healthcare coverage. If they were, you said they should shop around and talk to some different people about the different policies. So what would you recommend that they ask them? Is there anything specific they should be finding out?
Yes, I would say if you're going to shop a couple agents, you want to ask them if they have a team. You want to ask them what their response time is. You want to ask them if the agent of record is still going to be on the scene to help their employees. If you're talking to the HR person, how much the HR is going to be responsible for it. I found some HR people want to take it from me and then others want me to be 100% involved. It just depends. How many quotes come out, like which carriers that they may have to offer, because that's super important because each carrier has their own participation rules and that's important. So for somebody like me, I offer all carriers through groups. With the individual group plans, we'll call them, I only offer two different options of carriers that actually offer those. So it just depends. If I see somebody who comes out and they're super healthy, but they want catastrophic coverage, I might go to a short-term medical plan. If I see somebody who has some issues, but they're fairly healthy, then I come back to the single group plan. Again, it always comes back to the relationship, because I don't believe in the word sale. That's just silly. It's about the relationship. It's about the love that you have for your clients. So a win for me is somebody really needs something. I've put up the fire, the wings flapped, and they said, thank you. That's what makes my day.
Oh, that's awesome. Now you are here in Sarasota, Florida with me. So what other areas do you cover as far as being able to offer insurance?
We offer all of Florida. And then we are in New York and North Carolina and South Carolina. We've got some business in Louisiana, Mississippi, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Texas.
Okay.
Missouri. We go all the way out west, even to Arizona. So we're a multi-state agent. We do that for the marketplace. We found that on the marketplace, a larger reach was better. And that's a whole nother conversation to get into with ACA and the subsidies and the marketplace. I am continually seeing people enrolling into individual coverage and trying to get on group coverage more than ever because of the change in the subsidies, the change in the new DACA rules, the DMI rules, just all of it in a nutshell, the income requirements and then the tax implications. So the plans that I've already told you about, they have no tax implications and you can own them until you're 65 years old.
Wow.
Why wouldn't you want one? Meaning it renews itself every year. You just have to learn how to use it. Again, that comes back to either a good agent or good customer support in order to give you wonderful high-level coverage.
Yeah, and people call you not just when they're buying their insurance, but if something happens with their health or they have to have a surgery, they can reach out to you to make sure that they fully understand what they have and to figure out the best way to go about it. I think that in and of itself is amazing, just to have that human being that you can call who actually cares about you, not just when you're selling insurance, and you know the word selling, but you're there to support your clients year round. And I think that's what makes the biggest difference.
Yeah, you said a mouthful there. I am very proud to say that we are year round, even with Medicare. We are here to stay too. I plan on doing this until I push up roses. So thank you very much for they push me out of the field.
Love it.
Yes, we are grateful for people like you because we don't want to learn this stuff and it's very complex and everybody's situation is different, which is like you said, that's why the relationships are so important. We are so grateful for people like you who can help people like us get what we need. So thank you for what you do.
Yeah. And for those of you out there listening, no matter where you're listening from, reach out to Jen, because if she doesn't take care of insurance in your state or she can't help you, I know she has a lot of connections. So it's worth taking the time to reach out to her, see if she can work with you. And then if not, I can promise you she'll point you in the right direction. Because I think about it like having a team member, having someone on your team as a small business owner that has your back when it comes to something that you don't know anything about and you find overwhelming. And that's what I think is so amazing about working with Jen.
Yes. And some exciting news I'm going to leave you guys with is we are moving into the new technological advancement with AI.
Nice.
It'll always be hybrid because I can't not be in the middle of all this stuff because that's the pleasure that I have with what I do. But I do believe in empowering people's healthcare decisions. And if you want to do it at 11 o'clock and shop your insurance, go for it. So Pixie Health Insurance has just yesterday started moving into that realm. So I'm so excited about what's to come with her brand being a trademark and then the AI stuff we're creating. We've built a foundation that I can't wait for everybody to see. So,
I love that. Jen, if people want to learn more about you and how you can help them and reach out to you to book an appointment, what's the best way for them to reach out?
At this point, I would just go to www.pixiehealthinsurance.com. That would be the easiest way and click on contact. It comes straight to me at this point, and then I'll know that they're there and we can strike up a conversation or I'll send them whatever it is that I need and we'll get to go with it.
Excellent. We'll put that link in the show notes for anyone who didn't have time or wasn't able to write it down while we were talking about it. So Jen, this has been amazing and so informative. And I know people who are listening are like, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful to know that there's someone out there named Jen who can help me. So thank you so much for joining me today and for helping our audience out.
You're welcome. I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.